Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Maseches Me'ila. We're on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're up to right where it says, in the bottom, third line from the bottom, Mesu Nami Tanina. Okay, Ula made a statement yesterday that Ula's statement was that Kachim that die, right? Kachim that die, there is no Me'ila. Okay? Minat Torah. But there is Me'ila Midrabanan. Kachim that die, they were never in the street. They were carbon and dropped dead. So it's not Kodesh Hashem, because it never got to be Kodesh Hashem yet. So it died. So there is no Me'ila d'Oraisa. However, there is Me'ila d'Rabbana. So first we said, our Mishnah already said that. Right? Our Mishnah didn't really say that, but we, according to Rabba, we said our Mishnah said that, and we gave an answer. What was the answer that we gave? Gave an answer, no, I would have thought that when Kodshim are shechted up on the Mizbeach, when Kachim are shechted up on the Mizbeach, right, but in the wrong place, so there's, again, only Me'ila D'Rabbanan, right, people are not going to stay away from that. Because how do you know it's the wrong place? When does the north turn into the south? It's a hair's breadth of a difference. So people are not going to be so careful. Maybe they're going to be over Me'ila. The Mishnah has to come along and say, be very, very careful. But Kachin that die in the street, right? Nobody, everybody knows that animal, I can't do anything with it. So maybe I would think there is no Me'ila. Ula came along to say there is Me'ila. Okay? Now, our Mishnah is not a problem with Ula. Now the Gemara asks, Mesu Nami Tinyana. We also learned the story about if an animal dies in the street. That's also a Mishnah. Again, Ula said, if an animal dies in the street, there is Me'ila D'Rabbanan. But there's a Mishnah that says that also. Where's the Mishnah? It's later in the Masechet, Daf Yud Ches. Hanena min achatos. If somebody has Hanena, it's called Me'ila. Kishi hi chaya, when it's alive. Lo mo'al, you're not over Me'ila. Ad chi yifgom, until you decrease its value, a shava pruta. So just petting it, that might not be in Aveira. That's not me. You didn't do it. You didn't ruin the animal. But if you ride it, or you milk it, or these kinds of things. So if it's alive, the shear is when you're pogame it. Ukeshehi mesa, and when it's dead, right? If it's already dead, kiven dinane kaldehu, kalshehu, ma'al. As soon as you have a kalshehu of hana, you're over me'ila. Now, wait a minute. This Mishnah only mentions Chata. Ula said it's true by all kachim. Ula didn't make a differentiation. But this Mishnah says only a Chata has a rule like that. So what's going on here? How's Ula going to explain this Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Sagadai Tachamina, I would have thought that Chatos, Hoel, Lekapara, Kaosya, since it's a kapara, since a chatas is different than every other carbon, because it comes from a kapara, take out the word lo, therefore, badilin mine, you will stay away from it. You're going to stay away from a chatas regardless. You're never going to go near a chatas with a 10-foot pole, because you know it's a kapara, you know it's different. Therefore, the Mishnah only mentions a chatas to highlight the fact, stay away from it. Ena chinami, the Mishnah holds, like Ula, all kachim is the same rule. So why does the Mishnah only mention chatas? Because chatas, we have to highlight, stay away from it. Avol kachim, but regular kachim, hoel v'lav l'kapara ka'asya, it doesn't come for a kapara. Why does it come? To get close to Hashem. All different reasons. If they add the word lo. Lo b'dilin minhon, you might not stay away from them. V'is, they have to stick in the word v'is, not v'les. The Isbahu Me'ila, and there will be Me'ila, and it's obvious, Kamash Malan, That's why the Torah had to highlight, that's why the Mishnah on Daf Yud-Ches had to highlight, and by the way, even in a case where you're going to stay away from the animal anyway, you're still over Megillah. And that's why the Mishnah there only mentions Chatas, but it's not a kasha on Ula at all. Now, asks the Gemara, wait a minute, the Chatas Shemesa Me'isva Me'ila? Yeah, you know, let's look at the top Rashi. Top Rashi, top line says V'hacha. See where it says V'hacha? V'hacha hi, V'chatos mesa, top line, on Gimel Amar Aleph. V'hacha hu, V'chatos mesa, demoal, V'chamura kedushasa, it's kedusha, it's more machmer, V'la kapara asya, because it's for a kapara. Aval b'shar kachim, but by others, V'gon ola, V'asham, Shalmei Tzibur, Mishum delav lekapara asu, it doesn't come for a kapara at all. Kivon shemesu les b'hu me'ila filu medrabanan, there would not be me'ila at all. The kasha nula, the kasha nula, and the answer is no. The Mishnah doesn't mean to exclude all these. The Mishnah only mentions chata because I would think there's no me'ila bechata because you can't touch it anyway. Now the Gemara asks, v'chata shemesu me'ispu me'ila? How can they be me'ila on a dead chata? Is that even true? It can be me'ila on a dead animal, on a dead chata. Votnan, but we learned in a Mishnah, we learned in a Brisa, but Tanya, they changed it. Chatos hamesos, chatos that have to die, in other words, they could be alive, but they have to be left to die. That's what it means. It doesn't mean a dead chatos. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It doesn't mean a dead chatos. It means a chatos that has to die. One of the five chatos that have to die. Right? So one of those, chatos hamesos, what do you do with that chatos, by the way? So it's actually the machloket. Some say you put it in a room and you forget about it and it'll die. Others say you actually kill it. But either way, you put it in a room, right? Or most, or the money that was set aside for a chatos. And the money has to also be thrown into the river. Why? Whatever happened to this money, whatever the reason is, you set aside the money, then you lost the money, then you bet a new one, then you found the money. It has to die. The money has to die also. So chatos hametos and most. Ha'ochos liyam ha'melech, that have to go into the Dead Sea. Why the Dead Sea? Because there's no boats there, so it's never going to become retrieved. Right? So lo nanin, you're not allowed to have enough of this. Lo mo'al. And there is no me'ila. Right? There is no me'ila. How can Ula say that there is me'ila? So the Gemara answers, Amri, chatos ha'mesos b'chayehet. Right, exactly. He has the same answer. When the chatos is alive, but it has to die, but dealin minhon, you'll stay away from them anyway. I know, I can't touch it. This chatos is going to die. Lafuke, to exclude, hecha demechayim, but when they're alive, lo bedealin minhon, lo bedealin mine. However, chat demechayim, lo bedealin mine. You're not going to stay away from them. In other words, other karbanos. When they're alive and they're going to be brought as a carbon, why are you staying away from it? When it's alive but it has to die, what are you going to do with that? You know it has to die. You're going to stay away from it. Therefore, I would think there is no me'ila. No, that's exactly where there is me'ila. If it's alive and it's going to be brought as a carbon, for sure there's me'ila. Everybody knows that. That's why, again... What do you mean? Correct. Right. No, in other words, I have a carbon in my backyard. And when am I going to bring it? Next week. So during the week, am I allowed to play with this animal? No. And if I do, I'm over me'ila. If I do, everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees to that. When it comes to a chatas that has to die, what does that mean? That means you're going to put it in a room and lock the door. So when am I going to do that? I don't know, I'm a very emotional person. I'll do it next week. Correct. So everybody knows you're never going to go near that animal. Because it has to die. So I'm not going to even go near it regardless. So I would think, since I'm not going to go near it anyway, there's no me'ila. My mother is me'ila, even though most people won't go near it. But if you do go near it, you're over me'ila, that's all. Okay, very good. Okay, now... Eitve Rav Yosef L'Rabba. Rav Yosef asked the kasha on Rabba. Rabba said that if you change the place of the yesterday we said this. Rabba said if you change the place of the shechita, tzafon, darom, you do the wrong place. Im alu, yerdu. If you put it up on the mizbeach by mistake, it has to come down. Rabbi Yosef said it can stay there, and Rabba said it has to come down. Okay? You got that? That's the whole daf today. Rabba says it must come down, Rabbi Yosef says it can stay there. What's the case? The case is you shechted the animal in the wrong place. Right? That's a fossil carbon. Has to be shechted in the right place. You shechted it in the wrong place. It's supposed to be over here. You shechted it over there. It's already called the Durham. It's in the wrong place. Now, the Kahana didn't realize. The Kahana didn't realize. And they kept going through the motions. At some point, someone said, hey, you shechted it in the wrong place. It's not a good carbon. Tell the owner, you've got to bring another one. Fine. In the meantime, what do I do with this animal? So Rabbi Yosef says, let it stay there. Rabbi says, bring it down. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yosef asks the Kasha on Rabbi. Chada mido chada, v'chada mido chada. Without Rashi, I have no idea what this even means. Chada migo chada, one from one, v'chada mido chada, and one from one. What on earth does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. It's a little bit long, but he'll explain it beautiful. Ready? It's the Rashi of Eisvei Rabbi Yosef L'Rabba. You see it? Chada mido chada, chada mido chada. It's not hard, it's not a hard case, it's actually quite easy. You see it? In the Rashi? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, and the lines are wide. Klomar. Everyone have it? Klomar. Shalom matzalo kushya mi mishnah achas. I wasn't able to ask a kasha from one mishnah. Ad shedak deik gimel mishnayis zumi 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 zumi. Until I learned three mishnayis, one from the other. Then, the hemer ashlishet b'shinei makom shchita, the third mishnah in Zvachim, which we're going to mention in a minute. Rashi's going to mention. The third Mishnah spoke about Shini Makom, which is exactly what our case is about. The Katani Ba im Olo Yardu. And the Mishnah says, if it's up there, it doesn't come down. Rava, how could you hold otherwise? You can't argue on a Mishnah. That's going to be the Kasha. Okay? The Eloha Mishnayit in Masech Zvachim. These are the Mishnayit in Zvachim. Trei Minayu Havi Beperek Chatazo. Two of them are in Perakhatazo. Vashlish is Parakasamachlo. And the third Mishnah is the Parak right next to it. Okay, now, says Rashi, Vahi Ketani Hasam. And this is how we learn it over there. Yeah, this is not Rashi's style of writing. It's long, exactly. So here, now we're going to explain what's going on. In other words, what those words in the Gemara mean is, there were three Mishnayot, and I need all three to get my Kasha out to you. What's my Kasha? My Kasha is basically the Mishnah says, Im Alu Lo Yardu. In a case of Shini Makom. Right? Said Rabbi, how could you hold otherwise? Here we go. Chata ta'ov, if you have a chata ta'ov, sha'asav kemaisa ola ta'ov, that you did it like an ola ta'ov, what does that mean? That means, wherever the chata ta'ov is supposed to be, above the red line or below the red line, you did it the wrong place. Okay? But ola ta'ov, sha'asav kemaisa chata ta'ov. And the ola ta'ov, you did in the area of a chata ta'ov. I don't remember which one goes where. I don't remember. But you did it the wrong one. And we establish over there in the Gemara, the Chol Hani Detani Hasam, right, that whenever it says that, Hainu, Sheshini B'mako Malika, Vishini Hazah. You did the Malika in the wrong place, and you did the Hazah in the wrong place. Okay? The Katani Hasam, and we say over there, the Kulan, both of them, Af Agat, even though, Sheshini Behem, even though you did it in the wrong place, Lo Chashivi Kinevela, it's not like a nevela, right? Because it's not a shechita, it's a malika. So a malika in your backyard is a nevela. A malika in the Beit HaMikdash grounds is appropriate. What if you did it at the wrong place on the Beit HaMikdash grounds? Ain't a kinevela, it's not a nevela. Ela dinam ki malika. Rather, it's a valid malika. The ainu matam begadim abeis habliya. And there's no tumma if you eat it, right? Birds, or kosher birds are only tumma if you eat it. Umol in the head. And you can be over me'ila. Why can you be over Me'ila? The Lo Yatzel Mi Kedusha Atzan. Because they never left the Kedusha. In other words, you did it in the wrong place, it's still okay. Still okay. There's no Toma, there's no Me'ila. It's all good. Right? Chot, except for, Michatas Ha'ov, Sha'asa Lamata, Michura Sikra, Kemaisa Chatas Ha'ov, L'Shein Chatas. In other words, if you did a Chatas Ha'ov, where you're supposed to do an Olas Ha'ov, with the intention of it should be a Chatas, that, the Hainu, Kimitzvasa, that's completely good. In other words, by the other cases, by the the oil's in the wrong place. We say, it's not an avela. There's no tumah. There's no me'ila, but you didn't do the right carbon. Right? You didn't do the right carbon. You did it in the wrong place. It's not the end of the world. By chatas, it's even the right place. We will view it as if it's the right place. No problem, not even the right place. The mitzvah sahab alata bechata sikra. The mitzvah even, because b'di'evet, even if you do the chatas, oh, below, it's also good. It's also good. Nothing wrong with that one at all. The ain marlin bow, there's no me'ila at all. Shariyesh lo akshav, shas heter lo kahanim. Because at some point, this is called the shas heter for the kahanim, there's no me'ila at all. Now, this is all talking about birds. The af agaf, the tana bahi, mishnah atzma, ol to ob, shas lamaila, the hainokim mitzvasa. Forget that. Lo tani de ain marlin bow. Anyway, lo tani de ain marlin bow, mishun de me'ila kol. Anyway, that's a side point that Rashi says. I don't want to go into that. It's a side point. So the what do you see from this? What do you see from these mishnayos? That doing a melika in the wrong place doesn't make the bird into an avela. By a chatas, it's also even potter, you even get the mitzvah, and by an ola you don't. But no meila, no tumah, no problems. Back into the Gemara. The kulon. Now, really, the Gemara is going to say, oh, Rashi, the word, just said Rashi. The Kulon, in both cases, in Matan, Begadah, Besavliya, right? There's no Tumah, right? Nevertheless, Mol and Behen, you can be over Me'ila. The reason you can be over Me'ila is because you didn't fulfill your mitzvah yet. There's no shas hetzer for the kahanim because it's in the wrong place. Chutz, except for michatas ha'ov, she'asa lamata b'kamaisa chatas ha'ov, l'shem chatas, except for a chatas that you did below, with the intention of making it a chatas, where you will not be over me'ila, because we do count as if you got your mitzvah. Anyway, the katani aliva, and we say on that, kal shahaya pisulo bakodesh, any time that it was pasul bakodesh, what does that mean? That means that the bird was ready to be a kosher carbon, and you did the malika properly. However, there's some other psul that came up. What's another psul that came up? For example, you did the malika in the wrong place, or you did the malika with your left hand, says Rashi. Either one of those two is the wrong. But there's nothing wrong, there's nothing inherently wrong. Just, you did it in the wrong place, or you used your left hand. Eino matami begadim abeis habliya. There's no tumah here. Why is there no tumah? Because there's a little bit of a correctness. You did the malika. It's in the wrong place. You did it with your left hand. Somehow, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Therefore, there's no tumah. The fact that you did it in a vela. Kol shaloha yapsol bakodesh. If it was not a psol bakodesh, in other words, it was possible before it even got here. For example, it's missing a foot. Bird, it's not even, it was possible before you even got here. It can be kosher when it got here. That's the first thing. It was kosher when it got here. What did we do? We did the malika in the wrong place. When it got here, there's nothing wrong with the bird. Or, it was something wrong with this bird even when we got it. Before we even got it, it was no good. It was missing a foot. What else could be wrong with it? You did malika with a knife? That's like, it's not even, what are you doing? Right? Then, matame begadim abeis abliya, then there will be tumah. Right? Dikatani, and yet, nevertheless, what did we learn over there? Kal shahaya psula bakodesh. No. Matame begadim abeis habliya. Dikatani, and yet we learn, kal shahaya psula bakodesh im olu lo yardu. What do we derive out of all these mishnayos over there in Gvachim? That if you did all these mistakes, it doesn't come down. Rabbah held, it does come down. And the Gemara answers, Tiyufta, the Rabba, Tiyufta. Rabba's wrong. If it could stay up there. Right? If it was Psol HaBakodesh. Right? What does Psol HaBakodesh mean? That the Psol happened when it was kosher, but it got here, it happened, it was already here. For example, I did the Malika in the wrong place. And we know, Rashi reminds us that Shechita and Malika are the same thing. So if I did Shechita in the wrong place, what's the difference? Im alu lo yardu, to Rabbah can't be right. Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf. Okay, now it gets really hard. Ready? Now, even though we just proved Rabba wrong, the Gemara says like this: "Va'pligi ba Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef." What Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were arguing about this issue of him all lo yardu, pshita lei l'Rabbi Elazar. This was a pashut to Rabbi Elazar. Now, he says over here in the footnote here that Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar, not sure which Rabbi Elazar this is, but whoever this was, he lived in the same generation as Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. We know that Rabbi Yosef was blind. He was the Rebbe, the Rabba and Abaye, right? Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe, right? So Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, wherever they lived, and this Rabbi Elazar lived at the same time as them. So they had a machlokas about it. That was a machlokas about it. To me, it's not even a machlokas. How do you know? The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said like this: such a thing as a bummer, right? There were times in history when a bummer was permitted. There were two types of bummers. There was a bummer yachid, which is a bummer in your backyard, and there was also a bummer tibur, which is really the mizbeach. Right? But it wasn't the big time they touched, it was only a mishkan. And that's called a bummer tibur. Right? So, Amar Belazar, olas bummer yachid. You have an olas bummer, an ola for a bummer yachid. Okay? Shehichnisa lifnim, and you decide to change your mind and make it from a bama, from a carbon yachid, into a carbon tibur. So you set it aside to be a carbon for your backyard. Then your wife says, "No, why don't you go to the mishkan and bring it over there so everyone can see?" You say, "Well, that's a good idea. I'll do that." Okay. So you change. Correct. It's not a carbon tibur. It's a private carbon, but you're going to bring it there, as opposed to in your backyard where you're allowed to bring it. Let's look at the last Rashi of the page. Tahachi Tanin and Tanan b'Masech Tzvach and Parak Basra. Ma bein b'mas yachid l'b'mas tibur b'chayinu mizbeach. What's the difference between a b'mas yachid and a b'mas tibur, which by the way is the mizbeach? What's the difference? B'mas yachid, a b'mas yachid. It's in your backyard, right? So there's no rule. Eina t'una tzafon. It doesn't have to be in the north. Below tenufa, below hadgasha, below reach nichoach. All these things don't apply in your backyard. There ain't no nifsel biyote. There's no biyote. I can't take it over there. What do you mean I can't take it over there? It's my backyard. Where can I take it? Right? Im hikdish behema la kreva olas bamas yachid. Peshas heter bamos. If when you're allowed to do this, you do this. You designate an animal to bring it for the bamas yachid. Then, v'nimlach, you change your mind. V'ichnisa lifnim la azara la kreva b'mizbeach. You then bring it, you change your mind, and you bring it to the mizbeach. Okay? So we turn the page, and what does it say? It says, "Kilitas kilita mechitos," bringing it into the azara, which is called the mechita, bringing it in there is l'chol davar. It's good for every purpose. It's as if, it's just as if that you were makdish it originally to bring it into the mizbeach. Therefore, anything that'll passel a carbon will passel this carbon. For example, if you take it out, or if you shaft it in the wrong place, any of these psulim, even though yesterday in my backyard none of these psulim apply, there's no such thing as muckle, there's no backyard, there's no tzapon, it's in my backyard. Now that I changed my mind, and now I brought it to the mishkan, all these rules apply. Where you can shaft it, it's all different now. Because the mishkan is really the same thing as the Beis HaMikdash. All the rules apply. In my backyard, it didn't apply. Now they apply. Okay? So far, so good? Not really. In Ola's and Ola, I could bring it in my backyard. You were allowed to do that. Certain times in history. Now you can't do that. You're allowed to do it. But I changed my mind. I said, no, let everyone see that you're doing this. Right? So I changed my mind. I bring it to there. Once I go there, all the rules of there apply. You can't say, well, really, it's a private carpet. I can do what I want over here. Not true. That's not a chiddush at all. It's obvious. Here's a question. Now, by Rabbi Elazar, the world has the following question. Olas bamas yachid, sheikh nisa, so I brought it there. And then shenifsala. I shecht the tak in the wrong place. I shecht it in the wrong place. I shecht it in the darom, but you're not allowed to do that. Alu, but for whatever reason, Rashi says, it's either b'shogig or b'mezim. It doesn't make a difference. The kahanim put it up on the mizbeach. They put it up on the mizbeach. They didn't realize, or they did realize, it doesn't make a difference. Mahu shi yardu. What's the story? Did it come down or not? Right? What's the story? Does it come down or not? That was his question. What he's really asking is, when there's a shinui makom, what happens to the animal? Is it olu or not olu? Is it yardu or not yardu? Now, midikami bayile lahada, since he asked this question, michlal, it's obvious that, what, this is a very obscure question. What's the story with a bamas yochid that was changed its mind and made it into a bamas tibur, and then it went up there by mistake, and then there was a psul, and it went up there, not going to come down. Does it have to come down? It's a very obscure question. Exactly. Exactly. So, by the, so says the Gemara, by the fact that he asked that very, very weird question, it's obvious, michlal, the idach, that every other normal ola, every other case of ola, normal case, pshitale, he didn't have a kasha. It was clear to him. He didn't have a kasha. It was, the only kasha he had was, by the way, this only could apply by a bamas yachid. Because otherwise, let's say during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no bamas. I have an ola, and I'm makish the ola. I must bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no other option. Only by a bama is there even an option to do this. Right? Since he only asked the kasha by his crazy case by the bama, michlal, the idach, every other place, every other ola, pshitale, it was pasha to him, ikiraba, ikirab yosef. He held like either one. Right? But he didn't have machlokas about it. He took a stand. Right? Okay, good. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. It's not a raya at all. Rather, chada midah chada kami boyale. Basically, it's not a raya. Why? Because maybe Rabba and Rabbi Yosef would not, maybe Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are very limited. In other words, let's read it like this. Ad kan loka amar Rabba hasam. When did Rabba say, before he was disproven, when did Rabba say by an ordinary carbon that what? That im alu yardu has to come down. Why? Im alu yardu. Why? Because mechitza kisikna pasla. When you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash ground, when you brought it into the mechitza, was it kosher or pasla? The answer was, it was kosher. It was a kosher carbon. What happened? By mistake, they shechted it in the wrong place. But when you got here, there was nothing wrong with it. Therefore, when you shecht it now in the wrong place, it's very bad. It's a huge mistake. And it has to come down. Okay? However, shalo kisikna, if you originally bring an animal to shecht it in the wrong place. How could you bring an animal to shecht it improperly? I brought an animal to shecht it in my backyard. Happens to be that sometimes in history that wasn't the wrong place. It's the wrong place, Lagavi the Beis HaMikdash, Lagavi the Mishkan. In other words, it's not here. It's over there. It's in my backyard. Happens to be it's not in Aveira. But now that I changed my mind and I brought it here, it's a little bit of a somehow it's some kind of a demotion, because I took a carbon that I should have had in mind to bring it here, and I said I'm going to bring it in my backyard. Why am I not bringing it to the Mishkan? Now I changed my mind. Now it's like second fiddle. Now here I am with a big fancy carbon. What do you mean a big fancy carbon? You were going to bring it in your backyard. This is not a big fancy carbon. This is pathetic. Therefore, lo pasla. It wouldn't be so bad if I shechted it in the wrong place. Because anyway, this was not such a fancy carbon. And what would the halacha be? You would not have to take it down. It would not have to come down. You hear this? That's where Rabba said if it ola has to come down. But in the case of the bama, he would say it doesn't have to come down. He started with the bama zelka, now it's the bama sefer. He would say it doesn't have to come down. Exactly. Oh, Dilma, or maybe the other way. I feel Rabbi Yosef, even according to Rabbi Yosef, the armor who said, if also lo teirid, that if it goes up there, it could stay up there, that's only mechitza kitikna kalta. That's only That's only when you had intentions of having the animal be done correctly. Shelo kitikna lo kaltla. However, if you originally were makdish the animal to bring it on a bama, then you change your mind, and now you're going to treat the Mishkan like a second fiddle. First, I was going to bring it in the backyard. I now bring it here, like it's a demotion, like a second fiddle. I would think, right? I would say what? Maybe it has to come down. Maybe it has to, maybe Yosef would agree, here it has to come down. And therefore, teku. It's not right to say that Rabbi Elazar was pashut about what the halacha should be in a regular situation. Forget the bama. And it was not that pashut. Why? Because Rabbi Rabbi Yosef could have agreed in the cases of the bama and in the cases of not the bama. It's very, very complicated, therefore it's a teku. Okay? Good? You got that, all that? And we're getting to piddle right now. We didn't do piddle yet. Right, so here we go. The Gemara's in red, that's exactly what the Gemara's talking about now. Okay, the halacha is like this. Let's say somebody has a piddle machshava while he's doing the shechita. He has a piddle machshava. I'm going to eat this carbon next week. Right? The Kohen, his buddy, turns to him and says, "What were you just thinking about?" He says, "Oh, I'm still going to eat this carbon next week. We'll just massage the carbon. You know what? Let's throw it in the garbage. We did shechita already. That carbon will not be pickled. Why not? In order for a carbon to be pickled, you have to finish everything else perfectly. You have to do Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Then there's pickle. Right, you have to do the rest of the animal perfectly. The rest of the carbon. So if you stop, I didn't pickle, let's stop right now. Then you eat that meat, that's not pickle. Hey, we're shaking Kawaka. That's not pickle. Pickle means you have to do the whole carbon perfectly. Got that? The only deficit is he had pickled by one of the avodas. Good? Okay? So far so good? So far so good. Now, we said yesterday that by kadshe kadshim, let's say you have me'ila before it's brought. Right? Before it's brought, you're over Me'ila. How does the carbon leave Me'ila? How do you get out of Me'ila? You get out of Me'ila by bringing the carbon correctly. Right? Right? In other words, once you do a carbon correctly, there's no more Me'ila. Why not? Why is there no more Me'ila? Because the Kohen can have it. Once it's done correctly, and the Kohen can have it, and the Kohen can have it even for 1 second. What's the story? There's no longer Me'ila. So here's the question. What if you're mefagel the carbon by Shechita? Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika done correctly. And now you eat it. First of all, you overpickle. Are you also over Me'ila? Why not? Sure, he got it. It just happens to be it's pickle. That's, you hear that question? Oh, it's not allowed to have it. However, okay. Now, you can also do pigle by halacha while you're bringing the blood by Kabbalah and by Zrika. While you're being Zorek the Dam, you're dreaming how you're going to eat this carbon next week. You can do that too. It's also pickle. And what's the rule? If you did everything else correctly, you did Shechita correctly, Kabbalah, Halacha, you did pickle one time. It could be any one of the Avodas. You did pickle one time, what's the Halacha? That's pickle. Only after you're done. Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. Rav Gidl says in the name of Rav, Zrikas pickle. If you did pigle by Zerika, ain't a mochi mide me'ila b'kache kachem. That will not remove it from me'ila by kache kachem. Why not? Why not? Because the Kahana never got it. Says Rashi, we got to do this one Rashi inside. I know we're running out of time. We got to do one Rashi inside. Klomar, it's the Rashi of Eino Motzi Midei Me'ila B'Kotche Kotchem. Klomar, Zrikas Pigel, doing Pigel by Zrika, Eino Chashuva Kolkach Shetoti Bosek Kotche Kotchem Midei Me'ila Kizrika Kshira. That's not a kosher Zrika. Therefore, the behema, the meat, never leaves Kotche Hashem. It never becomes Heter. Why? Had you done the Zrika correctly, yesh b'basar heter l'kahanim, the basar would have been edible, the ein mol in bo, and there's no me'ila. Why is there no me'ila? Because that's the rule. Once it becomes mutter, there's no me'ila. But here, you did pigle by Zrika. Aval hacha, kivan the pigle b'zrika, since you did the pigle by the Zrika, lo yata basar midei me'ila. It never leaves Me'ila. Why does it never leave Me'ila? The halacha is la kahanim. Because it's not, the kahanim are not allowed to eat it. Okay? But they're not allowed to eat it. Let's say they know. No, assuming they know. That's not the question. The question is, what about the other way? What if you had pigle by shechita? What would the din be? You had pigle by shechita. So is it still pigle or is it not pigle? Right? Right? Says the Mefarshei Rashi, that would not be a problem. That would not be Me'ila. In other words, the only reason why it's Me'ila is because you had pigle by Zrika. Zrika is the Ikar Avoda. By the Ikar Avoda, it never leaves Me'ila. That's what Rashi says. Doesn't really say that. Tosfos argues. So he says, no, he picked Zrika just for an example. Ein Hachanami, this rule would apply by any one of the Avodim. So Machlokas Rashi told him. We're going to stick with Rav Gidol and Marav, that what? That by pigle, that is pigle by Zrika, the whole carpet becomes ruined. And therefore, it never left Me'ila, and therefore you're still over Me'ila. Why? Because Kahanim never had a heter. That makes perfect sense. And also another thing. Eino maybe l'dei Me'ila b'kach shekalim. That's a very complicated thing. That means that by Kodshei Kalim, right? The rule by Kodshei Kalim is what? Since the Zrika was Pasul, it doesn't go out of Me'ila for Kodshei Kalim. Same exact story. In other words, by Kodshei Kalim, the Emurin have to be burned. You can eat the meat. Nothing happens here. There's no valid carbon. Because the Zrika was done with pigle, and therefore there's still going to be Me'ila. There's still going to be Me'ila. You got that? The Eino maybe. The Eino maybe l'dei Me'ila. What does that mean? How do they translate it? The Eino maybe. Okay, so Rashi says, Eino maybe l'day me'ila he'murin shal kodshei kalim, kizrika kashera, kiditan b'seifa demasnisan, kodshei kalim v'achar zrika zaman molin ve'emurin, ve'en molin v'basar. Right. Here, after the zrika, you can do me'ila on emurin. Why could you do me'ila on emurin? Because the emurin is supposed to be burned, unless you don't burn them. There's no me'ila on the meat you're allowed to eat always, the kodshei kalim. You could do meal on the Murin. Here, you can't do meal on the Murin because there was not a valid carbon to begin with. That's what it means. You understand that? You can't do Me'ila because it's not a valid carbon. It has to first get the first base, first do Zrika, then you can do Me'ila on the Murin. Since there's no Me'ila, since there's no valid carbon, there's no Me'ila. Okay, very good. The difference is that by Kachim, the Murin, you'll see. Yosef Abayev, Kamal El Hashmaitai, Aser of Papa Labaya. The Papa asked Labaya the following question. Hashoch es ha-todah lifnim. If someone shechs the todah correctly, v'lach machutz l'choma, and the bread happens to be outside, down the block, so lo kadosh es lechem. The lechem don't have any kedusha. Why not? Because the bread has to be in the azara. Shachtu adjelo karma poneha v'tanor. If he shechs it and the bread wasn't baked yet, afilu karma kulon chutz achas mehen. All the bread was baked except for one bread. Still, lo kodesh alechem. The lechem's not kodesh. Shachta chutzlus mana v'chutzlum koma. If you shechted the carbon toda with pigel machshavas, where is the lechem? The lechem's in the right place. What's the halacha? Kodesh halechem. The lechem's good. Now wait a minute. This is kachikalim. I have pigel machshava on the animal. It ruins the bread. We just said a second ago that if you have a pigel machshava by kachikalim, it doesn't ruin the emurim. The emurim's just like the bread. It's the added part of the carbon that has to be put on the mizbeah. Why doesn't that happen? Alma, pigel maisi levi de me'ila. You can have pigel that turns into me'ila. You can. You can have pigel and also me'ila. We just got through saying you can't have both. Because if it's pigel, it can't be me'ila. If it's me'ila, it can't be pigel. How do you have both? You have pigel and me'ila. How's that possible? You see that question? Ishtik, he didn't have an answer. Kiyasa l'kameder of Abba, amalei bizrika. The answer is bizrika. What does that mean? We'll just read the last Rashi, and then we'll stop, and Rashi will answer it. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Bizrika, his answer was bizrika. Time is the Kodesh HaLechem. The reason why Lechem, Kishem Mefagel B'Shechita. The reason why the bread can become Me'ila when you are Mefagel B'Shechita, Mishum D'Shasak Bezrika, D'Lo Pagel Bezrika. Right, because you didn't have a Pigel Machshava by the Zrika. So the Zrika is much more important than the Shechita. The Hilkach, therefore, Lo Havi Pigel Gomor. It's not really Pigel. Now, it's certainly Pigel. You had a Pigel Machshava by the Shechita. But the Shechita is such a lower level Avoda that won't be enough to save the bread from the Me'ila. You hear that? L'chuda, l'hachi kadosh alechem u'molim bo. Therefore, the lechem becomes kodesh, and you can be over Me'ila. So when can you be over pigel and Me'ila? If the pigel is by the shechita. You hear what? This is so difficult. Aval had amar v'gidol de'eno me'vila de Me'ila. When can there not be Me'ila? Hainu, the pigel b'zrika. That's when you did the pigel by the zrika. Mamish, to have a pigel gomor. It's mamish, pigel gomor. So when you have pigel by the zrika, you cannot have pigel, you cannot have me'ila. Why? Because the pigel's so bad, it ruins the carbon. Once the carbon's ruined, you can't have me'ila. But, by the other case, by the case of when you only have pigel by shechita, that's not so bad. Therefore, the rest of the carbon will be valid, and therefore you can have pigel on the bread. I mean me'ila on the bread. Correct. So this pigle, this is very bad pigle. Pigle by Zrika is much worse. Why? Because Zrika is a better avoda. All right? We'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.